people what you're talking about. Tell the people what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying that I see networking as being one of the options, but maybe we could also think about other options. Like knowing that the thing that we wanted to build in the first place exists. Now, how do you implement that? How do you make something out of it? You know, that
you
thing
pivot.
Is brand new.
You pivot. So we've now changed directions.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can't go and do what they're doing.
We can't duplicate that.
But how you improve that experience? How do you include that experience into other experiences that are needed?
Through the badges.
Networking is one.
Yeah.
Like tackling that problem is one. But there might be other professional problems that we could take a look at before just jumping into networking. I mean, no, that's what I'm gonna think.
Okay,
I understand
so
that networking is the approach now. I just want to think of
what are other options?
Yeah.
What's our?
I feel like I'm looking on one direction, but I want to look 360.
I know. I have made up my mind a little bit, but that's because I really think
there's a pattern on networking from the interviews we've had. So I understand it. It's just I want to look 360 before taking the next step.
So what? How do we continue to look 360?
I don't know. Right now, it's.
I blew you away.
Yeah, totally.
I crushed your dreams.
No, not my dreams. You crushed all the idea I had in mind.
I know. Well, I had the same idea, and it blew me away when I was like, "This already is a thing."
Yeah, no.
And it's great.
And it's really cool to learn that the most fucked up thing that can happen to an entrepreneur is to try to build something that already exists. Yeah, now
there's
I know.
So many ideas that already exist. So like you have to find something specific and you have to find your niche and you have to like see what exists. And that's why we did this process though, like to get the research. Uh-huh. And like I think the great thing about being an entrepreneur is when you do find something exists, it's like that's the fun part, you know? Like I think I am an entrepreneur so I can find out other things exist. So that I can learn from that and then develop, then iterate again and like find something new and create a new different path and say that exists. Well, how about like that with this or this like other thing, you know, it's art, you know, art's already been done, but you can kind of copy and measure and move and massage and then it becomes its own thing. And it's,
no, yeah, it sounds totally fair.
We need to figure out. So like, how do we do a 360 view?
No,
is that
that's
just something.
That's no, I don't see bad starting all like. Right now, focusing on networking, I don't think it's a bad step. I just, myself, I think it's something I might do during these days. I might think.
You know what I've done, though? I started looking at, like, what are our networking competitors? I don't really think that something exists in what we're talking about. But I did start downloading apps, and I've tried to look at different professional networking sites and things like that.
And what did you find?
So I found a couple
things.
There's this
Shaper...
The Shaper app, right? Is that the one where you like do the swipey doodad?
Mm-hmm.
So, dating, it's a dating app for networking. Like
one of the interviews says speed dating app, like
speed dating, but you can't like, you can't say no to a contact forever just because you don't like their bio. Like, it needs to be a carousel and not a yes or no forever thing, you know? Like, you know, it needs to be...
But you can't say... The problem is when you manage such volumes of information, you can't just say yes to everything because you're not going to ever finish.
Might, but you can say pass, right? And you can't do that on Shaper. You also,
Shaper is not forever, is it? If you say no, it'll probably show up again.
I don't think so. I think most of these things, you swipe left, you swipe right, and then they're gone forever.
Important.
Like, you don't want a potential contact.
It would be too
contact.
Stupid to be, like, for example, you go on Tinder,
yeah,
and you say, I swipe left once because I missed it. You know,
but Tinder's like so you can like fall in love and find your forever. Like this is networking. Networking isn't going up to somebody and being like.
It's the concept of saying. It's the concept of saying that if you swipe left once, it doesn't mean that that person is never going to show up in your feed.
A carousel, but here's the problem: not everybody has a phone where they can do a little swipey thing. Most people, I think that we target the 17 to 24 year old entrepreneur, probably has access to a computer at a local library or at a high school or at a career development center.
And there's many others with a cell phone that can do the exact same thing from their couch. That's a good thing about apps. That's why apps are right now better.
Some other apps. There's a lot of apps that are for like youth to like specifically go to college, and they have kind of you have your profile, which I like, but then there are these forums, and I like the topics. Some of them are cool. They're like Instagram, like a topic in a college app for Instagram, but the whole conversation is follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. So like you definitely don't want to create that. Like that's unmoderated. That needs like the downvote and like the gone off the system. You're muted. Give me some real content. Give me like, hey, I had this picture and I always post these artsy ones, but this one was a portrait and people liked it more. And people would be like, oh, like good for you for sharing a portrait but instead.
Just from the tech perspective, it's so hard to clean all that spam. The best algorithms are now algorithms are the ones Facebook, Google, all of those have. And it's so hard to clean all the crap that can come up.
But isn't Reddit, aren't they moderated and stuff? Like, don't you get, like, if you're just spamming people, don't you, like, get kicked off or downvoted or?
What do you mean? Like, if you get, like.
Like, if I go to the Instagram forum on Reddit, and I'm making this up, I'm sorry, I'm not that familiar with Reddit. But, like, you, and you're just like, hey, follow me. Someone's going to be like, dude, come on, bro, like. Downvote or Xnay, and they're gonna say you need some content that gives to the community, like self-moderated.
Yeah,
like the moderator.
It's if the community regulates it. You know, if there's the users that go and say bad.
Yeah. But so a forum's a thing though. Like a forum is got to be eventually part of what we build. I think. And I think also what we've learned is that there needs to be something that's tech-based. And something that's hands-on, or something that's online and in person. Like Frank up here, he doesn't want you to just network by emailing, all like connecting with people on LinkedIn. He wants you to go to a networking event, and he wants you to build a website, a personal website with a mission statement and a resume, and then go to a networking event and have a business card and meet 15 people. And if you meet 15 people, and you don't get a job from that. He's like, you're going to get a job. If you like show somebody that you had the initiative to build a website and put your goal statement up there and your goal statement matches with that person and you gave them a card, like that's initiative. That's something that somebody wants to hire. Like even if you don't have the technical skills, they're going to hire you for those soft skills. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be online and in person. Mm-hmm. And that's networking. That's how you're going to get your job. And the website is how you display what you've learned. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get these skills by going on your computer and looking at some of those websites you've looked at, or by going to the library and by meeting your librarian and talking to them about how to start a business, and they're going to give you all the tools you need. That's why we can't hang our hat on education, because there's so much education and so many great resources too, not to mention great people. Mm-hmm. And then there's the parents. So I talked to a lot of parents, only a couple kids, but all of the parents are like, you know, there's not that many great networking opportunities. They're kind of awkward. Counselors that we know aren't the best. We're glad that our son or daughter's in a technical school, and they don't have like a way to showcase their portfolio. We might help them build a resume. We might, like, they didn't even think about LinkedIn. And these kids and the college kids are going to get to a point and they're going to say, oh, I need to put together my portfolio. And they're going to say, I'm broke. I don't have any money. I don't know how to build a website. And they're going to need a place. And they're going to want to have a portfolio. And maybe that'll be LinkedIn, or maybe that'll be like their Instagram, or maybe that'll be their YouTube. But it's something that could be better than that. All in one spot. I know that wasn't the education piece we started with.
I just gotta get used to it.
And then be driven so intently on building it that it's like the only thing in your mind.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And know that it might not work. But that's why I'm like, I just want one person. I just want one person to put their resume out there. And I want that one person to be somebody other than me. Or maybe I'm just building this thing for me, which is fine. Like, because I'll know I'll use it. And I know me. You know, that's the other thing about working with kids, working with the students that I employ. Is, you know, like, at the end of the day, if I built something for them, like, I'm out of the loop. I'm not a kid. I don't have kids. Like, I want to help them, yeah. And I want to set up the upcoming generation to succeed. But, like, that doesn't necessarily mean I have to build something for them. I want to build something that I hope they use because it's a utility and it's a time saver. And it's modern and fun and provides education in a forum and can help them link up with other people that in their community.
No, I think it's cool. Yeah.
You seem so depressed.
No, I'm trying to process all the... I'm trying to learn from this, you know? I'm trying to remind myself. As an entrepreneur, you're going to have to reinvent yourself many times.
Oh, there are so many highs and lows in entrepreneurship. But you know what? The lowest lows just means you're closest to the highest highs. Like, just that time when you want to give up and you want to throw in the towel and you're like... Nothing's going the right way. Everything's broken. I have 10 million things to do. I'm like so depressed. My girlfriend's mad at me. You know, this, I don't know. It's just, you know, my employees aren't listening and they're not doing things the way that I would do them. And you're like, man, like, is this even worth it? Is this even worth it? And you talk to that one person, they're like, you got this. You got this. And you're like, oh, and you trudge through it. And then I'll tell you what, sometimes, you know, it's usually not the next day, but a week, 2 weeks, 2 months later, it's just like, I'm glad I stuck with this. And now I see what I didn't see then.
Yep. Yeah, it's time to think and start doing.
We have some more content to synthesize. Mm-hmm. We only did two people, and then went off on I would imagine it was at least an hour long. No, but now
the approach I'm going to have towards the synthesis and research is going to be totally different, so I don't know if it's worth any. I mean, that was definitely worth it. It was good to find that we're now going to, like, that page. It was good to find that. And it's good to have sort of... with that bad news, sort of getting an alternative to that, which is the networking approach. It's I think it would suck if you didn't even come up with the networking part.
This the librarian that's smiling at us on the right, I asked her how she got the job that she has, networking. Doing things, somebody within the organization promoted her.
No, most of the jobs, that's not like, Adam, I'm not even worried. Most of the jobs nowadays are from networking, but what's really networking, you know? That's a problem we have.
Small world story. So one person I talked to has a daughter, and her daughter is looking for jobs, and she can't find jobs. They're in Langosound. She's like, I don't know if it's because my daughter's black or because she's young or because she has very little experience, you know, 15. She's like, one person hired her for the summer. And I'm like, that's so great. Like, who was it?
She Terry's
was like,
daughter.
What?
Terry's daughter. She's I like, read all the interviews.
Somebody I knew. So it was, she had achieved that through networking. And then person she knew
also popped popcorn. It's not what I'm concerned about. I know that most of the jobs nowadays are from every... Like, if you look back, it might have been something that comes within our nature. But now that you have to study on what networking really is and what it should be and how to implement it and make it work the best way possible, then now's the time to do that, you know? Now, for me, at least, is the time to understand what networking is and understand the why first.
Now, do you understand why I want the AR app, too?
What AR?
The AR app, where you hold up your phone and it comes, takes you to our profile, and I'm like, Miguel, and you have to, like, since you're in a suit, it comes up with your professional profile, and it's like, I think, your one-minute pitch.
We are born with a lot of tech, but that's against nature.
No, it's not, dude. AR, I'm going to hold it up, and it's going to analyze you, and it's going to be like, this is Miguel in his suit.
I don't think that's even legal. That software recognition stuff, I don't think you're even going to be allowed to use it.
I don't know. If Snapchat can recognize your face and turn it into a bunny, I can recognize your face and add a profile.
Of that, and then you have hacks of those, and then now you can do whatever you want with... Like, I don't... Like, nah, that's... Let's leave that for afterwards. That'll come after. First, I like the networking part. Let's focus on that.
But that's the networking. No, AR's the networking.
We're talking... Sorry, not the networking part. The portfolio. The digital locker. Let's look at...
But the AR.
Let's look
at that. It's like the facial recognition. Is that what drives you crazy?
Not just that. I'm a software engineer, and I'll probably study artificial intelligence as my PhD someday. But I myself know that that is not the way to go.
No, it's augmented reality, though. This is something different.
It's the same. I've worked with augmented reality and virtual reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think AR is part of the future. I invest in that.
And virtual reality, and it's all different. So many different applications.
I don't like VR because I don't want to. VR means you're walking around with like goggles on. You think, like, people are going to, like, lay in a pod and they're going to, like, be in their VR world and, like, kind of relax?
No. I like AR better, too, but it's just one of many, you know? It's not just... AR is also, it's not there, even though you look at everything, then maybe you can get confused on what's there and what's not
there. You don't think it's, like, the Blu-ray versus, like, the HD DVD and they're just, like, kind of two technologies of the same thing and one's going to die off and one's going to work out?
No. There's different contexts for each of them. You have VR for the coolest. One of the ads I've been getting recently is this place where you go to this place and you put all this VR set and you go like on a mission with your friends and the room is just an empty
room. Like
and
you put
the whole
gaming.
VR.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah,
there's,
I got you.
It's different things.
Yeah.
AR might be useful for saying, I want to buy this. I want to buy this couch, and you see how would it fit in your house.
What?
That's different. Those are different applications. One's not going to die, and the other one's going to prevail.
Comfortable with this? What if, you know, through our app, someone's like going through a learning experience, right? So they like have their portfolio, and they're like, I need to learn these couple things. I want to meet someone. And you like have your phone, and you like go to your local co-working space, and you like have your phone. And like all of a sudden, there's like the digital owners there. And they're like, oh, I'm going to guide you through the tour. Come along. And you like start walking around with them.
But then you miss something really beautiful from networking, which is just go straight to that guy's face and talk to him. You don't even have to know anything
about
him.
What if he's busy? He's an entrepreneur too. He runs three. He owns two businesses and runs three.
Yeah, but what did Frank tell you? He likes tech, but you can't lose focus. And face-to-face interaction is going to... It's been since 10,000 years, and it's going to be still going for 10,000 more. So that can't be lost.
We got you to a place that you might not have gone before.
Where?
Isn't that a good start? Like, you followed the directions to go somewhere, and now you're in that space.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's things.
What if a virtual person then said, okay, make sure you talk to people around here so they can sign off for you? No. And then you're forced to talk to them.
But it, No, but not in this context. I don't think it might be an application that is used in the future. But then, like, there's many things that are just gonna, like, there's a lot of ethical problems within that.
What's the ethical problem?
All the it's just I see it, all these software recognition face recognition softwares.
It doesn't have to recognize somebody's face there. Like, maybe you show up and the door has a logo on it, and like that logo on that door with your phone's camera will register you're there, and then the phone will start playing a self-guided virtual tour.
No, but for example, job offer, and then you go look with your phone to the job offer, and there's a video of a guy saying, hey, the job offer is this, this, and that, instead of just reading it. That could be an option. That's not bad.
Okay. Wait, what was the legal issue, though?
Huh?
You don't like the facial recognition?
It's not that I don't like it. It's that...
That's the legal issue, though?
No. It's the implications that come within.
The facial recognition?
Not just facial recognition. I don't think facial recognition is bad, but it's just like... You can't just go walking on the street and pointing your camera to some people and know many things about them.
All right. I can see that. I can see that, sure.
That's not ethical. It's like having a car drive itself without being sure that it's going
to... No, because you would have somebody to have the app too, and you would have to allow that. It's not an invasion of privacy. It's just that's new too, and it's just... It's everyone thinks it's weird or it's like, different it's like, until it's not.
It's like things it's the norm. Like the Snapchat location thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? In the first moment, everyone's like, oh shit, that's so cool. But then everyone goes ghost mode because you have your privacy and that has to be respected.
I'm not sure that I follow.
You know what that is? Like the
ghost
maps?
Mode? No.
You know, if you go in Snapchat and do like this, like pinch small, okay, you get a world map with where every friend of yours is, everyone that's accepted the location filter.
Oh, okay.
You know, real time where there is, and you see their Bitmoji.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong.
Okay.
Snapchat launched that like a year ago or some months ago. And, people in the beginning were like, oh, and everyone was in there. You know, you could see many of your friends.
Uh-huh.
Within time, even myself, just most of us went ghost mode. Like,
right, you disallowed that feature?
Yeah. You disallowed it. Like, you still maintain your privacy. You have the technology there, but you don't use it.
Yeah.
So it's just that.
But they're like, I don't know where Snapchat's going to take that next, right? Like, you don't go and...
Something that's been proven useful for them is with all the disasters in Florida and all these hurricanes and all this stuff, they used it to locate people.
Okay, I think that's great. I think that's really useful. What if it's like, you know, you track somebody down on your phone and then, like, by using that app to do it and taking a picture, you got, like, a $5 coupon or something?
That's bad.
Why is that bad?
Go and track somebody and take a picture of them, like if you're a private detective?
No, you just have your friends on Snapchat, though. I mean, this is a bad example. I had a better example in my mind, and then I lost it.
We're off topic.
All right.
No, but that's fine. I like the networking part.
AR's the
and AR
five
will be
app.
AR will be created afterwards.
So, what do we need to do next?
We need to get to synthesis. I don't know what stuff Sarah and Lauren want us to do.
Oh, I have a question. I need your help with this. Tomorrow I have my first report out with the AND Culture team.
What report?
I am going in front of all the whole staff here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying, pitching. Who am I? What brought me here?
Talk.
Should I tell them about this stuff or should I?
Totally tell them, straight up tell them. You came here with this idea.
I'm going to bring that board up with me.
You went into that research, and then you go and show them the website you just showed me. And then you say, I came here with an idea, that already exists. So right now I'm trying to reinvent myself. I've came up with this other idea, then you start pitching about the networking thing, and then you're off. You're all set. I think that's the best way to do it. Be completely honest and transparent.
All right.
Because it's cool. It's cool. And it's going to be far more audience and public engaging than any other pitch. Because
don't tell Justin that he's listening over there.
No, but...
No, like, I'm just kidding. Like, all right, I'm going to do it.
It's true, because it's been the biggest failure.
Uh-huh.
And the first one.
Dude, I was so crushed. I was crushed. I'm like, no, in this phone call, hit. And it's they're like, boom, boom. I felt like I was on the phone call with three people. I felt like they're all like attacking me, and they're all like kind of like punching me and beating me down. Like, you don't know anything. What do you think you're doing?
No,
this is,
fine.
And I'm like,
thank God they did it. Honestly, thank God they did
it. Oh my gosh, so glad. This is the process.
Yeah.
I'll bring that upstairs with me.
Yeah, you'll have to do that. I think that's a good way to
and
do
then
it.
I'll have then and then right after that, I'm gonna go and meet with Dom and Sarah. And Lauren and they're gonna be like, you already made the I wonder what their reaction's gonna be.
Oh yeah, most people's gonna be freaked out like I have been for like the past 30 minutes.
Are they gonna be like, you already made up your mind and you've like totally
no
messed
you
up the
have
process?
To like I think you have to give some time to digest, like, you know, like say like, all right, start getting that things are gonna change and they're turning, but maybe they're more used to, because I mean they have to, as entrepreneurs you have to foresee that, you know, like that it's not the first time someone comes up with this problem, like having to reinvent themselves so much at an early stage. So yeah, just show that and then give them, like, they'll have to like swallow that, and then like they can, you can jump into the new idea straight up. But I think you have to give it, you know, like, let it settle down. Because I didn't, like, all
they're
this
gonna
time...
They're going to beat me up tomorrow. Huh? They're going to be like, you've already made up your mind. We're going back to the process.
No,
we're going to figure this
not
out.
Not at all. I think they're going to be totally comprehensive. But just as long as you go with that page in front. Because I didn't understand at all what you were trying to say. I didn't these past days I thought like, wait, why is he trying to go against LinkedIn now? What the fuck? And then I see this and I completely understand. It's what we were wishing to do. It's there. And what do you do now? It's done. What I wanted to do in the first place is done. What I'm just gonna sit down and cry, or I'm gonna do something helpful. So and now you've decided to go for the second part and it was good that you saw some light within darkness. That the networking part came up. Because if
I felt like I was in the trenches, digging.
Worst case is like, shit, the business I wanted to make, it's already been made, and I don't have any other ideas.
I think, like, fortunately, I had other ideas.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I kept asking people for ideas. I was like, if you had, in your position, if you had unlimited resources, what would you build to address the issues that you see?
No, and it, I mean, thank God.
And I'm like...
It's a big hit. If I try to empathize with that, and it's like, if that happened to me, like, what the fuck? I mean... What do I do now?
I'm talking... So I don't think I typed it up yet, but I was talking to Alyssa from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we kind of... We started talking about how they want to do some of the other education pieces that you were talking about. The Business Accelerator, the Startup Program, the Incubate, Opportunity Youth Entrepreneurs.
No, but if you make a networking... if you create a good connecting experience, I think that's what it's going to be all about now. A connection... A meaningful connection experience. That's people. That can be applied to startups, to incubator programs, accelerator programs, to college, to people, to whatever, to businesses. Like the important part now is create a meaningful connecting experience so that both parts are integrated in the process.
I think that they what I was saying was mm-hmm. like I think a list like I want to support those programs mm-hmm. but like I can't reinvent those, and I think that somebody's going to graduate from that program with a portfolio, with a recommendation, with a project, with an idea, and they're going to need a place to put it. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that exists like what we're talking about.
No, yeah. Hopefully, I'll do some more research before. Say after what's happened, I would really look into it. Like, really, there's no one doing anything like this, and if they're not,
I found one place. I did find one place. I think it's great. It looks like they stagnated. Like their Instagram, their stuff is bomb. It's like what I can't even envision. Like it's so good, but like it seems they got bought out. But they got bought out by education companies, and it seems like that what they were doing was a way for like teachers and educators to like have their courses on there and like give you like a credit and points for your course, and like also have these add-on things. But then it says they have like 5 million or more users, but like their Instagram's at like 100. Mm-hmm. And their Twitter is not very active, and their LinkedIn, like, they were bought out. So I kind of wonder, like, did it stagnate? And even if it didn't, like, they're focused on the education portion. Like, I'm focused on the young entrepreneurs. So I think that's our differentiation mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And we can build different stuff in the design.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're missing out, like, young entrepreneurs. Like, they don't have, they have, like, YouTube, mm-hmm. right? And, no, but if it's, and they have Khan Academy. It's
following the traditional path, high school, college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doctorate. This is not. We're not saying follow that.
That's the way you're sort of getting out. All right.
You want to grab a beer? You want to check the train?
Yeah, sure. Let's grab a beer.
All right, we're headed out. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm just going to look at the train schedules. I want to see what time does the train go.
Hopefully you guys can hear whatever we wrote. Maybe you can just hear me. I don't know. I don't know where my mics are. I'll say that like, this is Miguel and Mark, February 8th, 2018. We've been talking about
7:30 in the afternoon.
7:30 in the evening. I don't get much sleep anymore. Miguel traveled up here. He's in college, and like, we were storyboarding. We were coming up. What was it? What is this tool called?
The user
profile. We're doing a user profile, where we're coming up. We create a user role, and then we have a when, I want to, so I can, and ways to solve that feature. And we're just like, we did a high school student, we did a young entrepreneur, and then we're like, started arguing. Not arguing, but we like get in this discussion, and Miguel's like, education, education, education. I'm like, network, network, network. And we're like going back and forth, and we come to this computer, and I'm like, Miguel, like, I think education is really important. And you correct me if I'm wrong. I'm like, education is so important. I totally get that, but like, that's not our first offering. That's our second offering. Like, everyone's offering that. You go to YouTube or you go to Twitter, and everyone that follows you has a 10-page digest that you can, how to hack being an entrepreneur, 10 top marketing skills, this, that. And he's like, yeah, but that's not the same. So I take him to this website. It's a great website, lrng.org. And if you can figure it out, it's not my website. I don't know anything about them. I'm not affiliated with them, although I could like to be down the road. And eventually you can figure out how to like get to their playlists. It's not that intuitive, actually. Maybe they probably want me to sign up. But I got there, and I'm like, Miguel, like, this education content, I'm looking at the playlist, Gap Inc. I say so. org/gap-inc/playlist/the-business-2. And I watch this video, and I'm like, this video is so good. I don't know who this guy is. And then you do this playlist. I'm like, this is how you educate. And that's when he's like, that's like great. Like, this content exists. And I'm like, I start rattling off like how this could exist in other ways. And he's like, he's sad. He's not sad.
No.
He's rethinking. Curious. So we're like rethinking this concept. Like, we want to come up with a way mentor and to provide business and life skills to youth. Mm-hmm. And it's We're now like, is that how's that approach changed? So I don't know. So tomorrow I'm meeting with the Ann Cultures team, and I'm gonna guess I give them their feedback. And there's like part of me that's like, yeah, I hope they support it, and part of me that's like, I kind of want them to be like, no, don't do this.
I believe they will, as long as you go and show them that in first place, because that's the experience I've had. I didn't understand it until you showed me this.
So I'll check back in some other time. I don't know if that's going to be tomorrow or after the weekend or next week, but if you're listening, thanks. And if this is future Mark, you should be proud of yourself. Same with you, Miguel.
Thanks, Mark.
Peace.